Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real Raw Relevant. Today we are doing a Vlogmas. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. And if you're listening, you're probably either wrapped in a blanket or desperately trying to find a parking spot at the mall right now. So for today's episode, we're taking you through a packed holiday weekend that I tried to do. The perfect Pinterest Christmas cookies, which really turned out to be a mess. Spoiler alert. Battled the holiday crowds for gifts at Hudson Yard. Drank eggnog and brave the utterly chaotic, beautiful wonderland that is Rolf's Christmas Bar for the perfect photo op. So we'll be taking all of the magic, yes, talking about that, but most importantly, the hustle, the budget, the crowds, and most importantly, the importance of being with family. Let's get into it. Okay, you guys, let's face it, this may sound a little cliche, but now is the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, right. So I want to talk to you about these perfect Christmas cookies traditions. So I love to bake, but this year I was trying to do some little gingerbread cookies. So we're going to start off with the wholesome stuff like baking. And I just like to recreate this little ideal scene from a movie, you know, where everyone is laughing, the flour only dusts the counter artistically, and every single cookie is perfectly shaped and iced. But here's the reality, the real world relevant truth. I bought a gingerbread house kit that was clearly designed by an architect and not a baker. So my gingerbread people look less festive and more like they'd be in a small kitchen explosion. But the real joy wasn't the final product. It was actually my neighbor's child putting sprinkles in my hair and her mom laughing so hard she almost dropped a pan. So here's the thing. I feel like with holidays and traditions, we put so much pressure on these traditions of being perfect, but the memory is really the takeaway of that family moment. And I'm talking, the takeaway sometimes is the awful lopsided cookie I ate right off the cooling rack with my family. Not the one that looked good on Instagram. You know, the real holiday magic is sometimes the low bar perfection. The cookies don't always have to be perfect, Pinterest looking, okay? But I just want to ask you guys, have you ever had, you know, a baking fail this year? Screenshot it, tag me with your burnt cookies or collapsed gingerbread houses. We definitely need to normalize this chaos in the messy middle of holiday and creating that. But I love, love, love this season and just being festive and, you know, really having that experience. Don't get me wrong, I've had a batch that came out really well, but when you're doing so many things, sometimes it's like hit or miss, especially with the holidays and all of the hustle and bustle of shopping and all of the family things. So let's talk about that. You know, I'm in New York, it's the Big Apple, and the holiday experience here is bananas. So I dove headfirst into the NYC holiday shopping hustle. First, tackling gift buying at Hudson Yards and then trying to get that iconic holiday photo at Rolf's Christmas Bar. I love it so much. It's kind of like my go-to thing to do. If you haven't been there, check it out. It's a German Christmas bar that has these gorgeous Christmas decorations. I'll actually use it as a cover photo for this podcast, but this episode, but it's so gorgeous and it's really, I went there like so many times. It's my go-to thing. Family, friends, it's just really a good experience. And I think it's a place to have a drink at. I'm very into different culture experiences and food. And I tried the German food and it wasn't for me. I feel like it's a great little environment. It's very cozy and Christmas-like and it gives that holiday movie vibe. But it's really like, let's have a nice red glass of wine. Or I had this little drink. It was kind of like an eggnog spike. It was so good. So those are the type of things that I like to do there, you know, at Rolf's. But when it comes to the Hudson Yard. I absolutely love, love, love shopping there. It is so gorgeous. That's actually the cover photo for the podcast update is at Hudson Yard. If you haven't been there and you're in New York for the holidays, check it out. The shine bright lights are stunning. I mean, me and my mom and I, we were so mesmerized just looking up, and it's so beautiful. And the environment, the energy, the levels, like we went up, I feel like we went up six floors. It's like things on every floor. It's a great place if you're looking for a one-stop shop for mixed up high-end and more accessible stores. Like, so many great things. Like, they're all like combined together. Like, you have like your H&M, you have your Tiffany's, you have Prada. So many really nice high-end stores, but there's also like little things too blended in there. What's that? It's like a little burger place that's so popular that everyone loves. It's there. So many things mixed in. They have like this music store, little nice little quaint gift shops. I remember when I revealed my books to my mom, we were standing there at like this little podium, and I was trying to pull the books that I had like in this case to tell my mom and show her. And as I'm pulling out the books and like saying, hey, can you open this and look at it? And everyone is like gathering around me. I don't know if it was my little fur, little fun festive outfit. I got a lot of compliments on that, but they were gathering around me, and I'm like, mom, I'm trying to reveal to her that I'm an author and I have these books. So I'm taking them out and I'm giving it to her. And I'm like, does this look familiar? Do you recognize this? And she's like, oh my gosh. And then people are like, oh my gosh, is there a bookstore here? And I'm like, no. I'm telling my mom I'm an author. It was such a beautiful moment, but that's the type of vibe, like, that you'll see at the Hudson Yard. I loved it. Such an incredible experience. It's not just the lights, but it's the people, and it's a feel good shopping place. And like I said, there are a lot of high ends, and there's also medium as well. So based on your shopping preference, but my tip for the holiday shopping this year is to set a timer. So I gave myself 90 minutes. It forces you to be decisive and stick to your budget. Otherwise, the beautiful lights and holiday spirits make you forget to have a credit card limit. It's like mesmerizing. So always keep yourself on a budget. Always, you know, stay intact with what you came there for, because, oh my goodness, there's so many places that you can get carried away in. So I'm very cautious of that. I mean, there's everything, like Louis, everything is there. So I love it. I love it. I love it a lot. Now back to Rolf's, like, oh my gosh, it's the most beautiful over the top German Christmas fever dream you can imagine. I feel like I'm in winter wonderland, and I've actually tried to recreate that a few times. Every square inch is covered in lights and ornaments, and it's beautiful. Like the red, the gold is coming out of the ceiling, and it truly feels like stepping into a Victorian postcard. Like whenever I use it as like a holiday cover, people's like, is that real? It's actually the setting of the Rolf's area. But here's the raw part. The place is packed, and the drinks can be a little hot pricey. So if you go during peak hours, you will wait outside in the cold just to step into a room where you can barely move. So the key is you have to get here before the holiday season. If you go so close to Christmas, it's going to be crazy to get in there and super, super packed. And a lot of people go there specifically for the photo, and I always get that beautiful masterpiece photo. But the real moment was seeing my family's face when I brought them there for the first time and walked in, especially my mom. She was totally overwhelmed. Like, oh, this is too much. It's like a scene from a movie, and we love Hallmark movies, but it's a great experience. But know that you're really paying for the ambience and the photo, not necessarily a quiet, relaxing drink. It's very festive, and the energy is where it's at. So it's worth doing it, but you have to go a little earlier in the season or midweek, because going over the weekend is bananas. It's crazy. So let's talk about the comfort of this season, like winding down after all of that. grounding, just being grounded in comfort after all of that running around, the shopping, the crowds, the cookies. We had to come back to the basics, a classic Christmas movie and some good old-fashioned homemade eggnog. So I definitely made my own eggnog this year, and it is spiked with a little something. Depends on the day, but the eggnog is great. Buying store-bought eggnog is fine, but there's something about the richness of homemade eggnog, which I love to make, and it just slows everything down. And having the eggnog and watching the classic movies, like, it's a wonderful life. It's really, really good. I love these holiday movies, A Merry Little Christmas, just all of these movies. The holidays are about creating those moments where you can fully disconnect, especially when it's cold and snowy and rainy. I think that's the best thing to do, the winding down with the eggnog and just watching holiday movies with my family, sitting on the couch with my family, not talking, just soaking in the glow of the Christmas tree and the sounds of the city and the movies. That was the best part of the day, actually relaxing after all of that. So that is the true holiday magic. It's not just the decorations or the shopping bag, but it's the feeling of belonging and being just with my family and loved ones. So know that it gets real out here in the city. And if you're going to New York City for some photo ops, know that you're going to face a crowd. So just mentally prepare yourself for the hustle. The real magic, I have to give you a little nugget. The real magic is always found in the quiet moments with the people you love and maybe with the mug of spiked eggnog. So don't forget, you guys, to send me your ugly cookie photos, or if they came out and you are a master chef and your gingerbread cookies are just immaculate, we want to see that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this Vlogmas. I've had a really good few weekends here just getting in the Christmas spirit, and I hope you are taking the time to really get into the spirit with your loved ones, whatever your theme is, your jam. Really take that time to be in the moment and enjoy the holiday magic of this season. Thank you, beautiful souls, for tuning in to today's Real Raw Relevant Vlogmas podcast. I hope you have a magical, messy, and memorable holiday season. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.